104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:06. We're going to top out at 50 today. A little bit windy. We have got, we've got some tickets to the Heartland Country Corn Maze to give away. Also, we'll crack the vault here coming up in about a half hour or so. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, next week, the 10th, we are going to be live at the Juice Stop at 57th and Louise. Why are we doing it? Well, we wanted to say thank you. So what we're going to do, we're going to buy everybody who comes out there. You have to be present to get one.
Yes.
You can't like show up and get them for your office or anything like that.
No.
But you can get a free 12-ounce smoothie of your choice off the menu.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty
awesome. And if you want a bigger one,
it's only $1.
Nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, so it's a little thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
That'll be this Wednesday at the Juice Stop, only at 57th and Louise. Only that location. So swing on by on your way to work, especially if you're coming from, you know, south of Sioux Falls to go to work, or you live on the far southern end of town, or even if you live on the north end of town.
You can just tell your boss you're going to be like 10 minutes late.
Yeah. Well, they're opening at 6:30. We'll be there at 6, but...
Yeah.
Because we still have to do our show.
Yes.
Although it would be nice to skip the first half hour.
Would.
Sleep in. Well, we can't sleep in. We still got to go set up.
Yep.
So last night I'm on Twitter and, I found this, Twitter account that's called Brookings Logic. It's kind of a fun one.
Okay.
Some random person, I have no idea who it is, has this Twitter account called Brookings Logic.
For Brookings, South Dakota?
Yeah, their handle is @BTown_Logic.
Okay.
And the tweet they had on there made me laugh. Sioux Falls, Rapid City, and Aberdeen are the mean girls of South Dakota. Brookings is Lindsay Lohan.
We're mean?
I never saw that movie. Wasn't Lindsay Lohan one of the meanest girl?
She ended up being a mean girl, but she wasn't at first.
Oh, okay.
And then she ended up being a mean girl, and then she realized, I can't be a mean girl because I'm not mean. I'm not this type of person. So then she ended up, you know, not being a mean girl.
Okay. I don't know. It just made me laugh. I didn't even completely understand it, but it sounded fun.
But why would they think that we are the mean girls, Sioux Falls is? We're not picking on Brookings. We love Brookings.
No, I think you're being far too sensitive about a silly Twitter account.
Okay.
I just thought it was fun. I don't think it's anything to get worked up about.
I wasn't getting worked up. I was just saying that I don't think that we're mean to Brookings.
No, I don't think we are either.
I have many happy, fun memories from Brookings.
So do I. I was enrolled in college for 2 years.
You were enrolled.
I didn't go, yes. But I was enrolled there.
And I attended many FFA functions there, and I loved going to Brookings.
Do you still have your birth control jacket?
Somewhere. I don't know where it went. Actually, you know what? I wonder if I might have given it to the chapter so somebody else could use it that couldn't afford to buy one.
Oh.
But I had one custom made for me because I didn't want to wear those extra ones that they had sitting in there that somebody else wore. You know what I'm talking about?
It was custom made or you just bought a new one?
No, I just bought a new one. Oh. Custom to fit me, not custom made. Yeah. I put some glitter on it, some sequins, rocked out that FFA jacket.
Okay.
That'd be so cool.
In case you hadn't heard, yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook has crossed the 1 billion user mark. It actually happened on September 14th. He held off on announcing it until yesterday. They hit 500 million users in July of 2010, so it took them a little over 2 years to double that. It's the only other internet company. The only other internet company that has crossed the 1 billion mark, of course, is Google.
That is craziness.
That is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And these are active users.
Yeah. It wasn't just the people who signed up once and then never went back. It's like the people who regularly sign in and use it and so on and so forth. We have got those Heartland Country Corn Maze passes to give away before 8 o'clock this morning. News is up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:19. We're going to top out at 50 today. Wendy, you should probably wear a jacket.
I would highly suggest it.
Maybe even a parka with the way the wind's going to be.
I have a warm jacket along.
I actually considered wearing my normal go-to-work winter coat. My peacoat that I have.
I like your peacoat.
I thought about wearing it today, but I'm like, nah. Hoodie.
And a jacket. I have a hoodie and a jacket and a shirt underneath my hoodie.
My hoodie is my favorite piece of clothing ever.
I know you wear it all the time.
I miss it.
Do you wash it
winter.
Ever?
Yes. That's why I'm wearing the gray one today because my...
Oh, yeah, you had the black one.
My black one. I should have never got a black hoodie.
Why?
Because every time I hold Rockley, he slobbers on it.
Mm, never
it
fails.
Doesn't go away.
Never fails.
Whereas with the gray one, you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he had, like, you know, just ate sweet potatoes or something, and then it would kind of show up.
Or broccoli.
Had to go there, didn't you?
Of course
I
did.
Remind me of that.
Duh.
Oh, that's already making me nauseous.
I made broccoli the other day, and I was thinking of you. I was honestly like, I wish I had smell vision right now so I could record a video of me making the broccoli and then send it to Andy.
Yeah, well,
it was delicious.
If there was the ability to record smell, I would send you something too.
I'm sure you would.
Just so as you know. Anyway, I just saw this on the AP wire. In the national news section, a lawsuit says that a bachelor party mishap at a Philadelphia strip club landed a groom-to-be in a hospital with a ruptured bladder.
What?
The Philadelphia News reported Friday that Patrick Gallagher had been invited to lie on stage at the Penthouse Club as the dancer slid down a pole. The lawsuit filed last week in state court alleges the woman landed with such force on his abdomen that his bladder ruptured. Ow. He required surgery after sustaining the injury. This happened in November of 2010. The lawsuit accuses the club of negligence and seeks at least $50,000 for medical costs, pain, humiliation, and mental anguish. Only 50 grand? That guy who was arrested for taking the wrong SUV home was suing for $2
million. Yeah.
I mean, I'd at least go for a hundy there.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. That would hurt a lot.
I can't even imagine.
Ow. I have had people land on me. Like, my daughter thinks it's hilarious to, like, jump on me.
Oh, yeah. Kids
when I'm laying on my
great.
Back on the
yeah.
floor.
Yeah.
And if I don't tense up my six pack, it's there. It's just
covered.
It just has a candy coating. Mm. If I don't do that, it hurts a lot. Like, knocks the wind out of me. Not pleasant at all. Anyway, so yesterday we got on this topic of the spouses who don't let the other one see them make number two.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just thought it would be kind of interesting. There's probably even more things that you didn't find out about the person you married until after you married them.
Okay.
Because one thing
I... Well, even boyfriends and girlfriends after, like, being with them for a while.
Yeah. The thing I thought of that I didn't really know about Crystal before we got married is that she really likes to have laundry caught up all the time.
Okay.
Which was...
Even before babies?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Seemed like she was always doing laundry. Like, once a day.
Does she enjoy it?
I don't think so.
Because I don't enjoy it.
No, neither do I.
I don't mind the washing and drying part, like switching them out and doing all that stuff. It's the folding and putting away that I don't like.
And the other thing, more so, is that she has a routine at night.
Mm.
Now, this has gone away since kids.
Yeah.
But before the kids, you do not screw with the routine.
10-4.
You know.
Right.
She starts doing her, going through her, you know, she's getting ready to go to bed. And it would start at 8:30, but it didn't really conclude until about 10. It was a myriad of different things that she had to do, all these different steps
okay.
that went into it, which is completely the opposite of me. It's just at some point I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. I drop what I'm doing and I go lay down in
yeah.
my bed.
Yeah.
But
which is hard sometimes to do.
For me, it is.
For me, it is.
It's like, oh, do I play another game of Madden? Nope, I'm too tired. What did you find out about your significant other after you got married or moved in together? 361-5557, email or text, am@hot1047.com. Did we do the quote of the day yet?
No.
Okay, the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Pinterest makes me feel like I have genuine interest instead of just an internet addiction and no social life.
724, hot104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:39. We're going to top out at 50 today. Congratulations to Jeff. He had both digits right, 34 and 82, to crack the vault. Congratulations. Wins a $50 party tab to the vault. I'm trying to get a hold of my wife. And she called back like right when we were about to go on with Dirt. And then she's like, well, I might be at work.
She probably is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, you're just like so upset about it. You are like absolutely just like crazy with the phone stuff over there right now.
Okay. So things you found out about your husband or spouse or whatever after you got married. I got a message. It always confuses me. It's basically an email, but it's a text message, but it went out like a picture message, even though there's no picture.
So you can get more.
So I never know what to call it.
A pic mic.
It's a text.
Message, but...
How about an email?
Yeah.
I didn't know this about my husband before we got married. He doesn't like greasy things on his fingers.
Greasy things?
So when I make rolls with spaghetti, he has to use a fork. He will not use his fingers with food.
Weird.
He won't even share pop with me.
What?
I think he might have OCD. Thank you, Stacy. I wonder if it would be as bad for with popcorn.
Mm.
Popcorn is greasy, too.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I'm kind of that way, but not with food. Food doesn't bother me. Hmm. It does bug me when I get the Dorito fingers.
I hate that. Or Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get all that gunk on your fingers. Mm-hmm. And then I know why you hate it.
Why?
It gets on your phone.
No. Oh, I guess a little.
I hate it because of that reason. If you had something greasy on your fingers and then you go to use your phone.
I am like, yeah, I know.
It's and really, then it mucks up the screen on your phone like and it doesn't work right.
I have a obsession, I guess would be the word, of keeping my nails clean. You know, like I have to constantly clean them out all the time. Like I'll be sitting here just doing like this with my own fingernail. Cleaning them out, or I have my nail file things and I'll be like cleaning out dirt all the time. I always have to clean out my nails.
Really?
I don't know what the deal is. Constant obsession with it. It's several times a day.
When I have visible dirt under my fingernails, like if I was, you know, digging in dirt or something, mm-hmm. I will be kind of obsessive and dig all the time.
Even when I have
out.
Nail polish on and you can't even see if there's dirt or not, it even makes it worse because then I can't see it. So I'm like always cleaning them out all the time.
Wow.
I don't know why. I've always been that way. It's weird.
Just sort of obsessive about your fingernails?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
All right.
I don't know.
That is odd.
I know. It's strange.
I'm going to try and get a hold of my wife here again because I'm dying to know what it was because she can't say video games because she knew I liked video games before we got married.
Yeah.
Because I remember her being at my apartment and... I think she was giving somebody a massage at my apartment for some reason. I think it was because the table was there and it was just easier to come to my apartment than it was to haul the table back to hers.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what she would say that she found out about me after we got married. So
I'm trying to think about when I was married, if there was anything that I didn't know before, because we lived together.
Right.
And I'm trying to think if there's anything when we moved in together that... was different, and I can't even think of anything.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. What did we do where we got a drink? Someone drinked us over text.
Was it the microphone?
736.
Your microphone for the weather? Maybe?
No, that was before that.
Who? I don't know.
If you were,
did you get a drink or did I get a drink?
I don't know.
I didn't do anything.
0757 that texted us drink, email back and say what we got the drink for. I'm trying to think of what it was.
You can't call us out on a drink and not tell us what the drink is for.
Yeah, because maybe we didn't catch it.
Yeah.
There's a chance of that.
We gotta know.
Also, what did you find out about your spouse after you got married? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 751, up to 50 today and windy. Apparently, my wife had to work early today and has a meeting or something because she's not answering her phone. I don't know why I want to know this so bad.
I don't know. You're like obsessed with it.
I don't know.
Just chill.
What did you find? Oh there she is. Here we go. Crystal?
Yes?
Hi.
Good morning. Please tell him.
Please tell. I'm dying
to
know.
He's like going crazy.
We thought of
this
morning and I have no idea what you're going to say.
Oh, you don't?
No. What did you find out about me after?
I thought of the first answer, and then I thought about it again, and I'm like, wait, that's a better answer.
Well, I want to know both of them.
Okay. Well, the second answer I thought of was how much you love debt and how terrible you are with saving money.
Oh.
Okay.
That was a tough one.
We're way opposite on that.
Yeah, you spend no money except on groceries and clothes for kids, and I spend $30 more than that a month, yeah.
Because he likes gadgets and stuff.
And he, yeah. I like to save money, and I pay cash for everything, and if
so do
wants,
I. I just use the card. I just don't carry cash with me everywhere I go.
Okay. What? Stop fighting.
Okay. What's the other thing?
What was it? Oh, yeah, because I said something about video games. Did you have a video game player thing?
Well, I played. I remember when you were, I think you were giving somebody a massage in my apartment. I was playing Madden on the computer.
Oh, gotcha. But you didn't have like a.
No, I didn't get a PS3 until after we were married. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forget. Because wasn't it Call of Duty you like to play on the computer a lot?
Call of Duty and Madden. They quit making Madden for the computer. That's kind of bummed me out.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was probably the biggest, heart attack was when we got married. I'm like, what? You have all this debt?
You knew that, though.
No, I had no idea.
Mm. You guys didn't talk about that before you got married?
I don't know if we did, or I just didn't.
Well, realize. A lot of it came from my back surgery, too, though.
No, but like you had a car loan, a motorcycle loan, you had credit cards, you had student loans, and I'm like, you don't pay cash for that?
It's pretty much normal, though, for most people.
Not really, because my parents taught me to pay cash for everything, and that's just how if you don't have it, you don't buy it. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest thing to try to even to get you to do that even now is...
I know.
That is a hard habit to change. It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
So you know what? I look in my wallet and it's so nice to see all that cash in there.
Except for when you lose it.
Yeah.
You know what? In 35 years, that has never happened, Mel.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that story we had was it yesterday?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The $900 or the $1,100 lost?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
That would be a bummer. Alrighty, well, thank you for almost starting an argument on the radio with me.
I think I was a good cooler there.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, well, I'll talk to you tonight.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm really glad she called back now.
Yeah, all that obsessing.
Yeah. I got a text from, or an email here from Lori. After my husband and I were married for 3 years, and after we had a 2-year-old son, we were told that my husband had another son that was 4 years old. My husband had no idea, but the mom knew the whole time and refused to tell him. But blessings come in disguise because now we have custody of him and we have 3 beautiful kids.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be a shocker.
Holy
another
Hannah.
One. My spouse hates the sound of nails being clipped. I have to do it in a different room.
What?
Yeah.
Why would that bother you?
She only files, never seen her clip her nails.
Sometimes you have to. Especially the toenails.
Oh, and this was the same one who sent in the drink.
Oh, yeah?
It says you got it for messing up in the dirt.
What did I mess up?
Oh, jeez. Baba Walters.
Oh. I didn't say it like that, though.
Well,
I
you kind of did.
I was trying to get to the story, and yeah. I was pausing. So I don't think that's really a drink.
Remember,
necessary.
Just read it.
I know. It was at the top of my screen, and I was starting to do the story, and I couldn't get it up there fast enough.
Things you found out about your spouse after you got married. What are they? 361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com. I'm going to grab one quick call here. Jennifer's on the phone. How are you, Jennifer?
Good.
So what did you find out about your husband after you got married?
That he picks his nose and wipes his boogers on his jeans.
Ew! And you didn't know that before?
No.
You'd never seen him do that?
I don't know if he saved that for marriage or what.
Jerk face? Why does he should have let you know about that to begin with.
Yeah. Well,
hey, he put a ring on it. Now he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, my God. No.
That's how it works. Thanks for the call, Jennifer.
All right, thanks.
Bye. More of your calls and texts coming up. 361-555-7.
Hot1047.com.